Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, everyone. Whoever listening this podcast, I'm recording it exactly 12 midnight because I'm having my exam tomorrow, and I'm feeling headache also. And why I'm recording this? Because a lot of things which is going on around and in my life also. I just wanted to record it for my own reference. Or if someone you listen, if you are listening my podcast, I hope it will help you how it looks like and what it takes to do something great in life and how many struggles or opportunity or I would say hurdle one can face when you are a change maker or trying to bring some change in the society. This journey is all about my own struggle, and I'm 100% sure and authentic about it. I'm bringing a lot of change in the society, not materialistically, but something that people can feel, relate, and get inspired with. As and when I will push myself out there, people can easily relate and get motivation and plan out how to get better in life and how to create an opportunity by around or by the people who whom you hang out and how they can help you or how you can help them to make a society a better place. I'm the live example, and this is because today's talk will be all about my journey in Cambridge University Press and my dream about studying abroad, especially UK, and getting into university, cracking all those exams, getting 100% acceptance, and getting top class B schools in the world. This is all about those journeys, and I will try to keep to the point. And we'll share some story, ups and down, which is going on since 1 year. It's been a 1 year now. So, well, I applied for 6 university. It is all top class B schools in the world, QS ranking and Times ranking. I got almost a lot of scholarship from all those colleges. And when I decided to just move ahead with finalize one of my dream university, that is Leeds University, and I got selected for Leeds Business School, England. And I got a scholarship also. I got a very good scholarship, and that offer is still in my hand. So I approached for education loan to the government bank, as well as a private bank, because the fees is quite high, and I come from a family or a background which is a farmer family. If you are from India or if you are listening my podcast, you might heard about the farmer's life and the lifestyle, all about how much struggle as a farmer family face in their entire life, and they do work hard, but they sometimes manage to live a balanced life, but it's very rare. I come from a family which who taught me never ever compromise in life and always keep moving, because if you not keep moving, you will have to back to the square one and you will start over again, and that's perfectly fine. I have been doing that, starting again and falling and then getting up and then again falling and then getting up. That is how I am resilient to this particular journey, and I'm loving my journey so much, so that I have been conquering it all together. Finally, after getting all the rejections from the government bank and private bank for the education loan, I managed to get approval from one of the bank from India, and that is ICICI Bank. That too in because I don't have any collateral, I don't have any one who can at least support me as a co-applicant, and I don't have any commercial property which I can give them as a collateral. So I'd need to come up with a solution that a bank can give us a solution which can be viable for me as well as for my family. So I got a loan. Anyhow, I managed to get a loan, approval for the loan, and I missed my September 2021 intake because of the loan and processes. So I decided to compromise on college and go another best college, and I'm going for Jan intake. As of now, it seems pretty much on the way, but still I'm waiting for my all the stuff get in my hand, and then I will be sure that yes, I'm able to go into it, go for this. So far the journey is quite interesting, and one thing I realized, your friend and your family. Friends, categorized friends, many type of friends we have, but the real friends always stood and stand with you because they do care for you as a brother or your sister or your parents, to be precise. And another one who will undeniable to say no is your mom, dad, or your parents, because they love you the most and they care for you the most, because for them you are the world. And always stay up to that mark, because they deserve your time and your effort, your happiness. Because you are happy, your parents will be happy. That is how I have seen my life so far, and I'm really grateful for everything that God has given me and blessed me. So this is all about this journey, and seems like uncomfortable, but at times I felt I have lost everything, because I have been working on my profile since long time, and finally that result is on my way. It's in front of me, and I'm one step closer, one step closer to my dream university and the college and the country. What I have learned out of my journey is always keep learning, because learning is ultimate fuel to your speed, because the learning will keep you on the track, on your way, because otherwise you will be lost somewhere. Because everyone will talk about do something great, follow your passion, follow your ambition, follow your resilience, you know, dream and all. But trust me, if you'll not learn, or if you'll not keep learning, you cannot do these things, because these things requires a lot of learning. Learn things that keeps you motivated, that gives you another push for another extra hour, so that you can make your 24 hours worth living, and you should not be bored or tired at the same time. Because many a time we don't know what we need to do, but follow the things which makes you happy, where you don't feel bored, you don't feel tired, because over a period of time, this is your duty to get up and do things which you are taken in your hand. Otherwise, it will be very tedious for you to cope up and stay on that particular journey. Many a time people say this industry is booming, let's get into it. Those industries are booming, let's get into that. Many people will say no need to study hard, just be smart. You cannot be smart. Trust me, you never be smart. If you say, or if you get lucky to be a smarter one and played well and won, that's perfectly fine, because the God was in your side. But trust me, a smart work never works again and again and again. The bestest, smartest work that you will ever have, start working hard, because working hard can be a turn to be a smart work. Otherwise, if you rely on your smart work or smartness, that's a vague term. Trust me, this never works. And the biggest and the longest and the sustainable way of getting success or ahead in your career or goal or in your life or relationship is be a hard worker. Accept the truth. Nothing comes free. Everything comes with price. And the hard work comes with your sacrifice. Sometime instant gratifications come on your way. You will try to just escape study part or just escape some moment from your main work and get into something which will give you instant pleasure. For example, social media. Watch some YouTube videos, listen some podcast. That's perfectly fine. But remember your own end goal. Never ever miss that particular goal, because you will be known for your achievements, the failure. And it's alright to fail, to be honest, because once you are failed, you know how not to do something. And that is the best learning curve that you will ever have and you will ever ever cherish in your life. Because if you keep winning and winning and winning, and you are a habit to win over and again, that's perfectly fine. But remember one thing: the true lesson that anyone can learn is by failing. Because success or winning will give you happiness, motivation. But failure, or how you will get up afterward, give you your real, that will show you your real potential, who you are as a person, as an individual. How you manage your failure, how you manage your emotion after getting down and then getting up again, that is the real journey, brother and sister and my friend. That is what I have learned out of my this much of experience. It's been almost, I think, 15-20 years I have been keeping my goal very small stack kind of stuff. I'm building, you know, walking one step. I'm taking one step at a time, and I have been taking since my school time. And being in Hindi medium student, studied ABCD in 6th class, still recording my podcast in English. I'm feeling great, to be honest. This is what gives you more satisfaction. When you yourself realize what you have been doing and what you have achieved by your own hard work, that is the biggest trophy that you will hold, or you will own it by yourself. People might not give you your proclaimed success status, because that is social status. People might not recognize you every time, but once the time will come, everyone will recognize you. Before that, you should recognize yourself, because you are the biggest hero to yourself. Or if you are still thinking whom to impress, trust me, impress yourself. Because if you know how to impress yourself, you will be happy. Otherwise, in this world, you cannot make everyone happy. That is the bitter truth. That is what I have been learning, seeing, watching, experiencing. After reading a lot, these things will come at the end, you know. Reading a lot of books, you will find these basic things which I have been talking. And this is not what I have been talking. It is my own experience. I have gone through with those journey and still walking, and that is where I realized this is how life should be, and this is how life is, and this is how life will be. And if I know how to be happy in the moment, that is the biggest thing I will have. And that is what all about. And to be very honest, keep yourself happy and make your life a meaningful life. You should be known for your principle. A man with principle, a woman with principle, a girl with principle, a family with principle. Because everything is abstract in this world. Everything is abstract. See anything, if it is not abstract, mark why it is not abstract,
and if you'll drill down a little bit more, you will find that it's actually abstract, because universe is made with these abstract things, and what is real is your time, the moment that you have been living, the feeling that you are having, the food that you are having, the water that you are drinking, the air that you are breathing at this point of time. That's real and that's life. Nobody knows what will happen next moment or next second. And if you are thinking you will be happy after some time, forget. Just forget it. Because that the perfect time will never come. And it will never come. And it has never come in anyone's life. Likewise, it will never come again. So start loving your time, start loving your family, friend, spend good quality with them, good quality time with them, because they are the most valuable person in your life. And if you don't have those good friends, find out why you don't have a good friend in your life. Because those are the people who make you who you are. And if you don't have much people in your life, that's perfectly fine. Either you can't hold on, or the people you have met taught you something in your life. So just be happy. This is one life to do whatever you want and follow your passion. But don't be fooled, because many people are, you know, becoming a self-learned guru will teach you something like this way. This is what is cool for you. You should do this. Just forget. Look their story and history before believing on their word. They are not there. They have been doing it since long, and there are long journey behind those good word that is coming up in front of you. So don't be judgmental at that time. Always look, think in depth, and see yourself where you rely. And that is where you will find how struggle you need to go, how struggle you need to perform in your life. Everything will come with price. The price either will be paid by your time, by your emotion, by your sacrifice, because nothing is free. Nothing is free. Everything is priced or tagged, because this universe is made with this particular stuff. The transaction happens between you or your time, between you and your God, between you and your happiness, between you and your friends, family, and all those people who are around you. Everything is tradable nowadays. If I'm wrong, prove me. I'll upload more thought-provoking podcast in future. I'm working on a project that is called Deep Talk Show. Will be hosted by me and many of my friends, and I will try to cater a lot of these kind of a talk which I have been recording now. Hope to see you in my next talk. Stay safe, be happy, and always try to make sure you should be happy whatever you do. Love is Sat Sri Akal, Vande Matram, bye bye. Love you.